Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alama saying, praise the Lord, how are you? Today we're going to do part 132 of How to Have God's Life Living in You, and this will be program number 234. Buster's with us today, just got back from India, and there's Africa. Okay, Africa. I've got my mind on India because I want to send him there next, or Israel, and so he's all you know, he might go to Israel next or India, wherever the Lord says. He's willing to go. So it's Africa. And I'm going to tell you, read some testimonials here that and explain some of the conditions over there in Africa. And that's just going to, you know, if we just don't realize how lucky or how blessed we are to have the Lord, okay? I consider myself to be not only blessed, but very lucky, because, well, why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the blessings you've given me? I mean, here out of the blue, the Lord came and got me with a supernatural experience, and the rest is history. The rest is history. We have a lot of testimonies today, and I'm sure you're going to be surprised at them. If you want a copy of this program, it'll be program number 234, and you can order it. Just please specify whether you want a CD or a tape, audio tape copy, and Sharon at the end of the program will give you four different ways on how to receive it. right now I've done a lot of recording in the past. I'm with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps, and there's another big name group that I'll be recording with very soon. But right now, let him be all you need for tomorrow.
Let it be all you need for tomorrow.
When life struggle and hurt gets you down, he won't be in your way, just around. If you're needing a shoulder when your feet are low, let him be all you need for
all we need is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask the Lord to bless this service. Father, we thank and praise your holy name. I thank you, Lord, for saving my soul, for revealing yourself to me in these last days, and for feeding me, giving me the spirit of prophecy. I thank you for all the different things that you taught me to do, and I thank you so much for defending me from the evil in this world. Lord, open the windows of heaven, pour out the Spirit, your powerful spirit, the outward anointing as well as the inward. Lord, that the people will hear what you have to say, and so that they'll know just what your will is here on earth as it is in heaven. That souls may be saved, and the church, the New Jerusalem, which is your body here on earth, the continuation of your incarnation here on earth, that they will be edified, strengthened, lifted up. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Now, there are a lot of different exposés. They look like they're real, and they're saying many things that that are absolutely true. Things to do with the different things that are going on Earth. 92% of the people on Earth now believe that the World Trade Center, the federal building, Waco, the massacre over there was an inside job, that our government did it, and I've been telling you that for years. And we saw an expose by this anti-Semitic person called Alex Jones. He has been recruited by the Catholic cult to try to make it look as though the Jews are the ones that's causing all the trouble in the world, when the Bible clearly states that this trouble is coming out of Rome, Italy. And then they brought forth this actor that wasn't doing so good, and they try to make a hero out of him, Charlie Sheen. Martin Sheen, his father was a top echelon Catholic. I stated that I would bet you, if I could bet, if I were a betting man, I would bet you untold amount of money that Charlie Sheen is a Vaticanite, and that they're smoke screens like this anti-Semitic Alex Jones. Charlie Sheen. It's also the same thing. Okay, well, Martin Sheen borrowed money from a priest and headed to New York City while enduring the struggling actor on his way to become an actor. And then also you have this Michael Moore. Now, Michael Moore was studying to be a Catholic priest. And as I've told you so many times before, that when I see people telling all the atrocities that are going on and saying that it's an inside job, I know that it is, but they never pin the tail on the donkey, who it is that's causing it. They say that it's a shadowy inside of a bunch of people, that it's invisible. No, it isn't. All you have to do is read the Bible and you'll find out who's doing it. The Bible states that Rome is Satan's seat. And that's Satan's seat, and it tells the Vatican it's the whore of revelations and the mother of every abomination on earth. But I was going to do an entire service on this today, but we've got so many good responses. I've been sitting here with Buster and Tommy for like several hours now. And he started reading some of these to me, and I said, let's do a radio broadcast right now with all this stuff on it. But right now, we're going to read just one letter. We have a lot of letters. We get hundreds of them. We get hundreds of emails every day, not including the mail that we get and the faxes and all this, but literally hundreds. We've got people on this pulling emails all day long, and clear up into the night. So where's the letter that you're going to read tonight?
From Bulgaria.
Bulgaria. All right. What do they have to say?
Hello, Pastor Alamo. Kindly permit me to especially recommend Brother Ako, who is a friend. This young man is a devoted, committed, and truthful man of God. He has been going from one field place to another, raising devoted sons and daughters for Pastor Tony Alamo and his ministry. This young man has made meaningful impacts in the lives of people around him and in most part of Africa and the world. Brother Ako organized a seminar in Port Harcourt, Nigeria. People from all parts of the world attended, including me. I came all the way from Bulgaria, Europe. Earnestly and frankly speaking, I had never heard of Pastor Tony Alamo before. Through Brother Ako, we have seen and heard with our ears and our hands have handled the evidence of God in Tony Alamo Christian Ministries. The evidence ends all arguments, and one proof is strong defense to many arguments. Brother Ako gave your book titled Messiah and your literature titled Dry Bones. I am writing to you from Bulgaria right now. Right now, Brother Ako has desires to enhance the gospel via Tony Alamo Christian Ministries across all West Africa and African countries and parts of the world. Most of us took Tony Alamo Christian Ministries sweatshirts and t-shirts to our various countries. Brother Ako urged us to be ambassadors of Tony Alamo Christian Ministries in our various countries. This young man is of a pleasant character and good discipline. I vouch for his character. Please accept my warm regards and high esteem, as I need more Alamo literature in Bulgarian and the Russian language so that I can distribute in Sofia and the entire country. I am 50 years old this year. Yours sincerely, Ralista from Sofia, Bulgaria.
Okay, now the 17th and 18th chapters of the book of Revelations tell us, it gives a complete description. And there are many other scriptures throughout the Bible that describe the Roman Catholic Vatican cult in Rome, that it controls all the evil activities in the world. It controls the media, the one world government. It controls the one world church, supposed to be church organizations. And it's called the mother of every abomination on the earth and the whore. Right now I'm going to introduce Buster. And Buster, can you give us an outline of some of the things that went on? You've been in Africa now, West Africa, for about 14 days, wasn't it? And then you just got back.
Yes, sir, 17 days.
17 days.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me.
Every day was a new adventure.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, I went to several different places in Africa, Accra, Ghana, Lomé, Togo, went up to Kumasi, Africa, and Salt Pond, and all around in Ghana. And there was one group in a refugee camp outside of Accra, and these were Liberians that were refugees from the Liberian war that started in 1989. And I have many, many handwritten testimonies.
How many were in that camp?
There's 50,000 people in that refugee camp.
Just that one camp. And my friend Charlie Tartella, who was in the health studio business with me many years ago, told me that he was just in China, and he said that they have 1.5 billion people there, and that they have the same amount in Africa and also India. That's a lot of people.
Amen.
Okay, so, and you've got some, what are the conditions over there?
The conditions in the refugee camp, as well as a lot of Africa that I saw, there's no plumbing. There's no running water. The refugee camp, no one has electricity. No one has any sewer facilities whatsoever. No restrooms, no nothing. They had very little to eat. They were taking roots of trees and hand grinding them, mixing them with rice, and boiling them in contaminated water. And they would make a porridge-type meal out of that, and the children would just dip their hands in the little bowls they had and eat them with their hands after they've used the restroom with no soap, no nothing to wash with.
Because they don't have water.
They have no water. Now, they had huts that had leaky roofs, and they would lay on mats, and we have all this on film. And these mats, during rainy season, the water would leak in the huts and just saturate it. They had disease of many different types, intestinal viruses and bacterial infections, skin lesions. Part of them had hair coming out. All different types of things. The Christians in this Zone 12 of this Buddha Burum refugee camp north of Accra, supernaturally so, had problems but no deaths. And Vonnie Cole, the brother that started this children's ministry, said, "Only by the grace of God are we alive here." They can't go to the restroom in tall grass because they have snakes everywhere. And the children would, I attended services they had, the children would sing without anything but one child on a bongo drum, and they would sounded tremendous. Their voices in unison were just supernaturally overwhelming. The women there that would cook inside, the temperature inside this area they cooked in was, golly, probably 150 degrees. And I asked them why they didn't get out on this porch area, and I found out quickly it's because the flies would just absolutely, when they were trying to pour stuff in bowls for these kids to eat, the flies would just swarm them. So I asked Vonnie about the conditions in Liberia before they left Liberia. And 40, 50 testimonies here, handwritten testimonies of people that fled Liberia during this rebel uprising and walked for weeks and months to get to an area where they felt they were safe. And so these testimonies here are the handwritten testimonies of the Christian group at what they call Zone 12 in the Buddha-Burham refugee camp.
So where they're at in the refugee camp now is better than where they were before, because they were being murdered there. But still, they don't have bathrooms. They didn't have bathrooms until you got there, but do they have electricity now?
Yes, sir. Thanks to the Lord using you in this ministry.
And you, Buster, for sure. And they have food now?
Yes, sir.
Are they electricity? They have water tanks now and water being delivered to them?
Yes, sir.
And so they're, you were telling me about how there's about 5 light bulbs in the place, and it's like they thought it was like Disneyland or something.
Yes, the children was looking up at these light bulbs, and they'd been used to when the sun goes down, their life is over until the next morning when the sun comes up. And they would look at these light bulbs and say, light, praise the Lord. It was just something to watch, their reaction, over 5 light bulbs.
And when people would, these children, they'd sleep outside on mats, and when it rained, you said it was just like soaking, huh?
Yes, sir. They would sleep even inside these huts, and the roofs leaked so bad that their mats they slept on would just virtually be saturated.
It's unbelievable. But now, and then what about all these other ministries that are on television? Did you see any of them offering any money over there or help to these Christians? You said that these Christians, these kids, you could tell it's right from their heart how much they love the Lord and everything.
Amen.
But there's what about some of these other ministries? Are they helping out over there?
No, sir. I asked many, many people if they had heard of any of the ministries that we see on TV here in America.
Such as?
Joyce Myers, John Hagee, Rod Parsley, Jan and Paul Crouch. I even asked them if they'd heard of Billy Graham. They didn't even know who Billy Graham was. I said, no one has come in from any ministry to help you people. They says, we've never seen a white man come in here.
You were the first white man that ever came in, huh?
Yes, sir.
And you and your wife together.
My wife was with me.
What a trooper she was, huh?
Ooh.
Both of you.
The part that is hard to describe is the smells. The smell is horrendous. There's human waste everywhere. There's little shreds of paper, plastic, whatever they could use to clean themselves up. But they would have to go to the restroom out in the wide open because they couldn't go in the grass. They tried going inside these areas where there was enclosed walls, and the stench got just so bad. And when it rains, it just permeates. And the stench is everywhere. You can't get away from it. Your clothes end up smelling. The contamination, the air pollution, there's no smog control on any vehicle. They blow carbon monoxide everywhere continually.
It's just like the Lord has given them a very small taste of hell.
Yes.
Because of the horrible, sinful things that they do over there. You stated that they were even still to this day having human sacrifices, and they find these dead bodies on the road and just all over the place. Their stomachs are pulled out of them, and the back of their heads are cut open. Their brains are missing. Tell them about that.
Yes, sir. Refugees that would wander off from the refugee camp, and sometimes even in the outlying areas of the camp itself. I brought pictures to show you that there was bodies that were hacked to pieces.
Yeah, that's like Sharon couldn't even look at it. Tommy couldn't look at it. It's just real gory.
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable.
And they would cut the back of their skulls out and take their brains out of their skulls and there was a group trying in one picture, just trying to identify a body, and nobody could even identify it. And there's people that come up missing in those camps that are never seen again.
Well, you know, Susie used to tell me that area out there used to be the Garden of Eden, and because of the sin that happened there, and the Canaanites, they were, which are the African people, were so evil, and some of the other, the Hittites and the Perizzites and the other ones were so evil that God told the Jews to go on there and eliminate them because they're so evil that they were such a vexation to the Lord that he hated it. And it's a beautiful, it was a beautiful land back then with all types of resources. It was the land, the Lord says, of milk and honey, the land of Canaan. The Canaanites are the people, the African people. So Israel and those Arabic countries used to be Africa, but the Lord had them go in there and take it. Now, because of the fact that the Jews have forsaken the Lord, they haven't accepted him as their personal savior yet, he keeps allowing them to be cursed. If as well, they have given away a lot of the land there in Africa, which was Africa, but it's the Arabic countries that God gave to the Jews. And they're even were given part of northern Africa, the northern part of Africa that's still Africa today. But they just kept sinning, and so God dispersed them for a lot of years to all the different nations, and he said as a sign to the people in the world in the last days that he would send the Jews back to Israel and that there would be many conflicts there. And the Bible even names the ones that the Jews would be having conflict with. And we're seeing that right today.
Amen.
And but still, these people are like into voodoo over in Africa, are into voodoo and all kinds of human sacrifices and stuff. And that's why the place is infested with poisonous snakes, man-eating plants. So you can actually be walking through a place and this plant will grab onto you and can kill you and consume you.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's just really, that's cursed. It's cursed. And the Lord has not blessed them, but what he has done now is he blesses those that keep the Lord's commandments. So obviously these people in these camps that you went to love the Lord so much, and when you ask him what do they want more than anything, they didn't say food or clothing or to fix their huts or water or anything like that. They said they wanted what?
Bibles.
Bibles.
And Messiah books.
Messiah books that the Lord gave me. And
more variety of literature.
And a lot of more of my literature. That really touched my heart. It shows that these people are not phonies at all in that camp, the Christians there.
Yes, sir.
And he said that it's like listening to a bunch of angels when these little kids are singing, right?
Yes, sir. It's on the tapes where you can hear it. And my wife was filming it. And it's just supernatural.
It's supernatural. And these people that are in that refugee camp, they've written, as you said, we said before, some of these testimonies that they have, their personal testimonies. Would you mind reading some of them, Buster?
Be glad to, yes, sir.
And if you think of anything, you know, also the different things that you experience in Africa, and interject that too, you know.
Okay, sir.
And your comments, if you met these people and lived around them.
Yes, sir.
And you know. I mean, you know, you got to, everyone should really thank and praise the Lord for Buster here that most people would not have endured. They would have gone off the plane, and when they smell that stench, they would have turned right around and got back on the plane again. Don't you think?
Yes, sir. And they would have been hard-pressed. The Lord and only the Lord opened up all the doors to do what we did there. Glory to God. When you mentioned voodoo in Lom Togo, when we crossed the border into Lom Togo, there was four checkpoints that you had to get out of the car, go into these buildings, and their police are armed with machine guns over their shoulders plus pistols on their belt, and they wear black ominous uniforms. The military, the police, they're all on the take, and we would go in.
In other words, you buy your way through or that, right?
Yes, sir. So we would go in, and of course, they don't see many white people, and we would be inside there, and they would be asking questions, and the Lord gave us a driver of a rental car from this hotel, and his name is Emmanuel Kwame Donso, and he's on this film. I introduced him to you, actually, on the film, and he stopped and got so many loaves of bread, and I asked him, I said, Kwame, what are you going to do with all this bread? And he says, you'll see. So everywhere we stopped, he'd give three or four loaves of bread to this guard, that guard, and then I started giving money to guards that we had to fill out these forms, and if I put down money, they would just fill the form out and say, go on. So you go into Togo.
No hassle.
No hassle, because he knew him, number one, that opened the door for us to be able to even pay him off to get through there.
Yeah.
Very dark, very, you could feel the presence of Satan everywhere you were in that Togo deal.
You really had, I mean, you stay prayed up here in the United States, but you're so used to it that you were just prayed up there, and you had no fear of anything happening to you at all because you knew the Lord was right there with you, and you know the Lord well enough to know that he would have told you, talked to you, and told you, move on, go here or go there.
Amen. Yes, sir. We were praying, believe me, we were praying continually, and the Lord not only opened all the doors for us, he gave us the people, put the people exactly in the right place to be able to do exactly what he wanted done for information that he wanted you to have.
Right. And so, in other words, he provided the right driver.
Yes, sir.
Talk about the potholes in the road.
On the trip from Accra to Lome, Togo, there's no such thing as a four-lane highway in Africa that I saw. It was two-lane, and the potholes in this road were unbelievable. Small cars could actually just dive into them. And this driver was zigzagging, missing all these holes. And on one tape, you'll see I introduced him to you. I said, Tony, here's Kwame Donso. I said, this man could go to the Indianapolis 500 and win the race. He was driving so fast and dodging every one of those holes. And out of thousands of holes, I think he hit two small ones, and that was it. But the voodoo in Togo is real prevalent. There was voodoo parades actually going down the street, two or three dozen people. The men wore black robes and a long, dark-colored, hand-carved staff. The women were topless, and they said that was their tradition. They would be following behind. And the looks on their faces was that of just evil hatred, just no smiles, just very coarse. And Teresa, my wife, was going to film this, and the driver says, no, don't film that. So we're in traffic, says, they'll come over here, bust the windows out of this car, and grab your camcorder. Said those are very evil people, and you saw the procession walking down the street, and everybody would back off from them because the voodoo there has them convinced that they can curse them and make their lives torturously horrible. So everyone just backs off from those voodoo people. And again, they had blood sacrifice religions over there, and some of the people that were asking for help, come to find out, were already into other kind of religions as well. But thank God for the work that he's doing in this refugee camp, this Zone 12 in that Liberian refugee camp.
Those people over there that are Christians really have to be strong just to be able to live in those kind of conditions and with all that evil around them.
Amen. Yes, sir, because 80% of the women, they were telling me, were into prostitution from the camp to survive. And these Christians, the children would stand up at this service, which we have all this on tape, and they would recite scriptures from the Bible, and they didn't even, up until this ministry sent the Bibles to them, they had no Bibles. And I asked Vonnie Cole, I said, how do they know these scriptures? They don't even have a Bible. They didn't have a pen and paper to write anything with. But the teacher had a Bible, and the teacher was reading to them, and the Lord put it in their heart, and they didn't get it word for word, but you could tell enough to where you knew the scripture, and that was amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's incredible. Well, let's read some of these testimonies. A lot of people in this country think they've got it bad, you know, and that just think, you know, every breath that you take would be full of contaminated air. Every breath you'd take would be full of stench. Mm-hmm. of dung and urine, and every so often you might see a body that's had the intestines taken out of it, or that half taken out of it and the back of the head cut, or some people that are bodies that have no heads on them. And I mean, it's just like the Lord is allowing that place to be cursed, and all they'd have to do is accept the Lord Jesus Christ, and then the Christians, if the Christians would go over there and witness to them and be a strong shining light to them, like we just did.
Yes, sir.
Then people would say Christianity is the only thing that's really good. Christians are the only one being blessed over here.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. And they knew that when they saw us there representing the ministry and they knew Tony Alamo's name, they said, we have been delivered.
Well, yeah, they've heard of us before then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's see what they say here.
All right, sir. This is a testimony by Cecilia Sadi, and it says, I fled the war in my home country, Liberia. My husband and two children were killed. Coming to Ghana was a whole new experience for me. Through it all, the Lord has been so good to me. I thank God for Brother Vonnie Cole and the Tony Alamo Christian Ministry for being such a great blessing to the children of Liberian refugees' families here in Ghana. May the Lord Almighty shower His bountiful blessings on His household. Amen. Cecilia Sadi.
Oh, that's nice.
And she listed on the back, I'm a mother of three. She has three more children. And may God bless the work of our hands. And another one here, this is from Steve Harmon. My name is Steve Harmon. I'm a Christian, and my daughter, Naodi Ampoma, who was born in the Buddhaburm Clinic. We want to give God the glory for the tremendous assistance rendered in the life of my daughter and I. It is countless. I just want to be grateful to Almighty God. May God bless us all. Thanks. And these are from people that are sitting there with nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now they have just what we're sending over there.
Yes, sir. They have the assistance from this ministry, period. That's it. And other people, there was 40-some children in this first service I went to. The next day there was 70-some. The next day there was 123. And there's no telling how many there are now.
So people will respond when they see the hand of the Lord there, where they're being given food on a daily basis, when they have electricity now and water, clean water. What kind of water have they been drinking?
They've been drinking from what they call trap wells. When it rains, the water will run down and run into a hole in the ground that they put some bricks around the top of it. And you could dip a cup in it, and you could actually see stuff crawling on the surface of this water. We've got it on film also.
Whew. Oh.
And they would wash their clothes in it. They would wash their dishes in it. And then, unfortunately, they would have to drink it. And all kinds of sickness, except these Christian kids, supernaturally, were not in that same bracket as the rest of those children. They were drinking it, and obviously the Lord was protecting them, and they lived through it.
Because they pray over what they eat and
yes,
drink,
sir.
And the Lord says if you pray, then there isn't any poisonous thing that can kill you.
Yes, sir, and when people came up to the Zone 12, when they saw the ministry and the Lord's work being done there, Vonnie Cole set this thing up exactly the way this ministry set up. They hear the word of God, they have a service, then they eat. So he wants everyone that's coming up not to come up and be able to just have the food. He wants them to hear the word of God and spiritually be fed first, then feed the body.
That's the way Jesus did. That's why we've run our church that same way for 42 years.
Amen.
And Susie, 25 years before me. And the Lord talked to them, preached to them, taught them for 3 days without them eating any food whatsoever. And the things He was saying were so out from out of this world, heavenly things that He was telling them, that I don't even think they even noticed that they weren't eating. Mm-hmm. And then the Lord, because of the fact that He had compassion on them, said, before they leave, before I send them away, they need to have, I want to feed them. And so that's when they had the few loaves and fishes, and He broke them and fed every one of them, 5,000 men, and not including, not even to say, the women and children.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right, what else we got here?
This one's from Ophelia Wea, Marvin Stevens, Nushe Hannah Stevens, Renal Alma Stevens. Bonnie Cole and I came from Liberia together. I took him as my brother, so when he found this program, he told me about. I, Ophelia, my husband, Marvin Stevens, after he had left for America, he sent for us to come to Ghana. And when he came here, he abandoned us, and so he never got to America. My children are four, but one died because of hardship. I sell water to earn my living. I'm happy because I am on this program. And when she says she was selling water, they have these little bitty plastic bags that you can get at certain places on the street. They put them in these containers on top of their head and walk down, and they're chilled, and they sell them to people driving down the street. That's how she was making money originally.
Okay, there's so many other testimonies, so we're going to do some possibly tomorrow and everything. But,
yes, sir.
Gosh, you read some to me where these little kids saw their dad's head cut off?
Yes, sir. I've gone through all of these more than once. In these testimonies, there was one woman that stated originally, she says, "I don't really have much to say, but I do give God the glory, and I praise Him daily for all the blessings that I have. My husband got his head cut off in front of me and my children in the war in Liberia in 1989. Pray for us. My children still have nightmares over seeing their father have his head cut off in front of them. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God, for my salvation." And she signed it and listed all of her children's names.
Then there was the other one that saw his dad killed, and he threw himself on his dad's body, and they smashed his fingers with the butt of a rifle.
They shot his dad in the head. When his dad hit the ground, he at that time was 9 years old. He dove on top of his dad's body, weeping. And the rebel that shot his dad busted both of his hands with the rifle butt of his rifle, and his hands are still deformed from that.
Well, we'll do more of these maybe tomorrow if you're going to be around.
Yes, sir. Anytime you ask me, I will be here. Yes, sir.
Okay. And that was, so we'll call it Sharon now and read a little bit of chapter, those last three verses in chapter 17 of Revelation, and then the 18th chapter of Revelation. Now, everybody knows, as I was saying before, that they say around 92 to 97% of the people in the United States of America and even the rest of the world, the people that know, watch the news, believe that the 9/11 was an inside job here in the United States. And that, you know, then another group of people say that it was Saudi Arabia. But why, if it was Saudi Arabia, did they bomb Iraq? But and they have all these people coming out. Michael Moore, who studied for a priesthood, and this Charlie Sheen, who is a staunch Catholic, and this other character, Alex Jones, who is a very strong Catholic and an anti-Semitic, would have you believe that the Jews, I lived in Israel for quite a while, and I know that those people are not trying to rule the world. They're just desperately trying to defend themselves against the one world government cult in Rome, and also the media. It's just everything you hear on the media is slanted and twisted so much that it's unbelievable. Well, anyway, I stated on the program yesterday that I would bet anybody that these people, Martin Sheen, I didn't know, but some of the people in the ministry got on and got the internet and got some data on Alex Jones and this Charlie Sheen and Michael Moore. He was going to be a Catholic priest. Because I know that when they were coming out there and saying all these things about Bush and the White House and the whole administration and the FBI and all these people, it's absolutely true. But they don't know what I know. I know from the Bible, because these people don't know the Bible, that they're smoke screening for the Vatican. All these things are coming from the Vatican. And so, Sharon, I'm going to have you read these last three verses in this chapter 17 of the book of Revelation, and then we'll go into the 18th chapter of Revelation to show you what God says. Now, go ahead.
And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her...
Now, the whore is the Vatican. God calls it a whore, and so I don't think God likes the Vatican very much. It's actually the Antichrist church. The Bible states that this church is given its power to rule itself, the one world church, and the united governments, which is the United Nations. And the one world government, or what they call the New World Order, and it's they call it democracy, but really it is a dictatorship. Because if they say you have to belong to one religion, you can't read the Bible, you can't pray to God, we have to destroy all Christians, this is coming from the Vatican. The Vatican has always burned people at the stake for believing in Jesus, and the Bible plainly states that. And so, go ahead and let's read this very quickly. He's read that again, that last statement.
And the ten horns which thou sawest.
Now, the ten horns is the European Common Market Government, and they are going to turn on the Vatican because they're going to find out that the persecution that's happening, the Vatican has goons in every country stirring up everything, causing problems, so that when the Antichrist, the head of the Antichrist cult comes, it'll be a Jewish pope. And the cult is causing all the trouble in the world today with several, like small squads of goons in all different countries. And as soon as this Jew, this Antichrist Jew, now there's some, the best Christians I know are Jews, but there's an Antichrist because Israel would never accept the coming Messiah unless he were Jewish. And so what's happening is the very cult that's causing all these trials and tribulations throughout the world is going to say, okay, I'm the Messiah, I'm coming here, and watch how I stop all the trouble in the world. So he's going to stop the trouble in the world. He's going to call the goons in and say, now you have to worship me. And now, to show your allegiance so they won't have all these goons anymore, he's the one that sent them out, the cult, I want you to take a mark of allegiance. And in the Bible it says that you take a mark on your forehead. But you know, there's a mark of the Antichrist that goes in people's foreheads that they willingly take, and then there is also a mark of God in people's foreheads. We have changed our mind from being Antichrist, from being sinners, and we have in our mind now the mind of Christ. So what they do is they, every time you hear them out there talking about it's the Jews, you know that that's a Vaticanite, you know that's a Catholic. Every time you hear them saying all these things about the administration, and you know that it's true, and you figure that they're very well informed, and so they must know all these things. So you begin believing them that these Catholics are the ones that are exposing nobody but a president, or nobody but somebody that's insignificant. The presidents in the United States are nothing more than puppets. Ronald Reagan told me that. And so they have no choice. They know if they don't continue, they want to be president, they want to have all the money, they want the recognition, they want the power. But then when things get a little sticky, a little too sticky, where they have them Now bomb this person and destroy this bunch of people. Some of them start getting, their conscience starts convicting them, and they want to get out of it, but they can't because they know if they quit that they're dead meat. Just like President Kennedy, who was a staunch Catholic. He started getting convicted of what he was doing and what they were asking him to do, and so he started defying them and saying he wasn't going to do it anymore, and so he was dead meat. Now, I know these things because the Lord showed them to me, and also I know it by the Bible. So I'm laying that. Now, the Lord says that once these European common market people learn that it's really the Vatican causing all the trouble, my Bible, this Bible, your Bible, will tell you that they're going to go in and burn, destroy the Vatican. Okay? And all you people that have given your lives to the Vatican, you're going to weep and mourn and cry and say, oh, God, what a wonderful thing, and it's gone now, because the Vatican also runs all the commerce in the world. The whole thing is all geared about destroying people's souls and getting as much money as they can. So go ahead and read.
And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast.
That's the European common market, the 10 European common market. That one?
These shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire.
Okay, so this is going to happen because that's why they're doing everything to say, yes, okay, you people know that there is a conspiracy, and we know it's an inside job because too many people have spotted FBI people going in and out of the World Trade Center, and also at the federal building in Oklahoma, they saw them taking their children out of the daycare center in there, taking them out on the streets and getting them out of there just minutes before the place blew up. So we know, and the people have been threatened if they expose these things, they're going to be put to death. Now they're trying to make it look like this Charlie Sheen is a brave man by saying all these things against Bush. Bush is a smokescreen for the Vatican. He is what said he would be willing to take all the flack that comes his way and never expose the Pope. And the same thing with the entire administration, if they could just have that power, if they could just be somebody. But every so often I see a twinge in President Bush, and we pray for him over here and the whole administration that they finally get enough nerve to break away. Okay, continue on. Because it says, come out of her, my people. If you're being convicted, get out of there. Don't worry about them. They've been threatening my life for years. Okay, and it hadn't come from anybody else but the Vatican and the goon squads that the Vatican rises up against me, because I'm pulling the lid off of them and showing them that they're the ones that are causing all the trouble. They're the ones that want the Bible out of school. ACLU is nothing but a Vatican front organization. They don't want you to talk about the Bible. They don't want you to read the Bible because it uncovers, unmasks them. Okay, go ahead.
For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth.
Okay, so the great city that reigns over the kings of the earth is Rome. That's the city of the seven hills or mountains. So this is where Satan's seat is. This is the Vatican. Okay, then go ahead.
Chapter 18, verse 1. And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, is fallen.
Now, mystery Babylon the Great is going to fall. The Catholic, Roman Catholic cult, its government, and the media, they're all going to fall, and God's going to destroy them. And so, you know, there are other prophets besides myself, like Jeremiah, that told that Israel was going to be destroyed because they wouldn't stop sinning. And it did. They all went into captivity. The Lord said, if you'll give yourselves up to Nebuchadnezzar, then there's not going to be any problem. You won't die. But if you don't give yourself up, you're going to die. All right? Then go ahead. And they did die.
Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication.
Now, her fornication means of all her sins. Everyone is believing that this organization, you should obey it. It's the Antichrist. The Antichrist is not one person. It's like millions of people in one corporate body. Okay, and then go ahead.
And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her.
The kings of the earth, which means the presidents, the queens, the kings, the heads of governments. Then what?
And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies.
Right, because if you're with the Vatican, they give you special favors you can buy and sell and all this. I can't buy or sell with credit cards. They've taken mine away because I expose her. And they are—they tell every kind of evil lie about people that are really exposing this Antichrist organization, because here we're exposing the truth about it, and they're slinging a bunch of lying mud at us. And so where you will believe them rather than the people, us, who are of the Lord. Then go ahead.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues.
Yeah, so you're getting plagues. Now, the people in Africa, they're into voodoo and all these things, and you look at the plagues that are over there right now. Okay, so mark that scripture, and we'll continue on from there tomorrow. And because I see my time is up. And those of you that don't want to be partaker of the plagues of the Lord that he's going to be raining down on this earth, right there it says that the Lord hates the deeds of the Nicolaitans. And this is also representative of that one world government, new world order, what they call it. So God wants you to repent. The message that Jesus brought into this earth was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repenting means you're going, you're walking in darkness. You're a sinner. He doesn't want you to walk in darkness anymore. He wants you to not be a sinner any longer. He wants you to do a complete turnaround and start heading down the road the different direction, the opposite direction of where you were going. And you must be born again of the Spirit. The Lord is, it's not an arbitrary thing. If you want to go to heaven, you absolutely must be born again of the Spirit. And that's why we're preaching this, that's why I'm preaching this message, how to have God's life living in you. The way you do that is to say this prayer, to get the initial act done, is call on the Lord. Say you want to have mercy. You don't want to live knowing that you could die any moment and not be able to go, and you don't know where you're going. But I'm telling you that if you don't have the Spirit of God in you, you're going to hell. It's appointed unto man once to die. Just one time, you're not coming back anymore. And after death, the judgment. Where do we go after death? Do we go immediately into heaven? Yes. If you're born again, you go immediately into heaven. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so now let's say the prayer, and when you finish this prayer, the Spirit of the Lord will enter into you. Say this now, and mean it with all your heart, and say it to God. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. Now just raise your hands up and praise the Lord and thank him. And keep thanking him and praising him, because there's no other means whereby you can enter into the kingdom of heaven but through the name. The name of the Lord is the Bible. So thank him and praise him. Now, Sharon, tell the folks four different ways they can get a copy of this message.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505. Or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
There are literally thousands of people that are fronts for the Vatican. They're saying that all this is happening by the Jews and all these different things. It's not true. Until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you, praise the Lord. Make sure to tune in tomorrow. And here we are, all of us together now, as Christian soldiers, and I'm singing here, Onward, Christian Soldiers.
National attention has been focused on banner headlines proclaiming Christians are being kidnapped, tortured, committed to mental institutions, accused of brainwashing and mind control. Arise, Christian America. The King is coming. Hold fast. The day of the Lord is here.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into
Church on.